Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. I'm Tyson Harley. My ongoing kind of emphases of lessons learned from experts. This one still about the John Abramson interview. You can go listen to that whole thing on Joe Rogan Experience. He does a great job. But the paraphrase of one of the issues was there was the drug Vioxx. And this is a lesson learned in what articles, the kind of connivory, the kind of straight-up deception they will do in their journal articles that will be written up in things like the New England Journal of Medicine and to justify selling a new technology. Well, this one, Vioxx, is an anti-inflammatory, but the argument was that it was no more effective, but merely that it gave less issues to the gastrointestinal tract. But then Abramson, I can't remember why he knew this information. It could have been, I just can't remember how he knew this, whether he was in on some apparent litigation or what. He did say at different points in his interview that sometimes you get the data because there's litigation later. So I don't know whether it's because this article came up because litigation was ongoing. So a New England Journal of Medicine article sponsored by the manufacturer, which I'm not sure what that was for Vioxx, Merck maybe, but I don't remember for sure what he said. Said, hey, you know, actually this is safe, no problem. There's some cardiovascular issues, potentially cardiovascular side effects. However, that's only 70. And so it could be just statistical, you know, statistical insignificance. And Abramson points out that the whole idea was that this was no more effective on the primary thing, which is an anti-inflammatory. But the whole concept of the drug was that it was less of a problem on your stomach. Well, he says there are only 53 events of the problem on the stomach that this was supposed to be better for. And yet the side effect of the cardiovascular problems was 70 events. So to act as though that should be just shooed away is just garbage. But there's a New England Journal saying, pshaw, yeah, we kind of admit it, but we try to put it in a context that is without context so that we can try to make it appear as though this journal article, after all, it appeared on the New England Journal of Medicine, gets to say, don't worry about those cardiovascular events. And of course, the drug was eventually pulled off the market for cardiovascular events because while, again, see, we always think that we understand the environment of the body and go, well, if A is affects B, then that's a good... Yeah, but you don't know C, D, E, F, and G because it's the body and it's complex. And so until you are transparent with your safety studies and all of their various effects, and that's why it's so important, as the previous episodes mentioned, for all of your data to be available, not just the way you summarize. Because apparently in response to, what about these cardiovascular problems? I don't know if there were rumors first or if that was the first time it was brought up in the New England Journal. Don't worry, it's probably statistically insignificant. It's only 70. Well, really? Because your whole reason for being is that the gastrointestinal problems is something that this is better at. And that was only 53. So it seems to me 70 is pretty significant. All right, that's it for this Scales of Truth. I'm finding tidbits I kind of didn't intend as I was thinking through the thing off the top of my head to come up with. I thought I'd have just 3 or 4 episodes. Looks like there might be 5 or 6. But keeping them short and sweet. But again, go check out that that actual interview. It's a good 2.5-hour interview. But to me, this is kind of like, you know, fair use, because he's really talking about facts. And that's what we need to know. We need to know dissident fact and analysis, because ain't no mainstream media with entire news segments sponsored by a drug company going to say any of this. So it's left to you and me and Joe Rogan. All right, guys, thanks for listening.